Spurred on by my conversation with Jenny, the social worker, I went down to see Mel. I asked her if she'd read the leaflets the young woman left for her. No, she said. I said, then I expect you don't know, but you have to go to AA. To my surprise, she said she did know. So I suggested she phone the organisation and asked someone to go with her. She didn't say anything. I thought, I'll offer if she asks.
I'm sorry, sir. I was really drunk.
Yeah, well.
What are you doing?
Making my wake-up juice.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. OK, please don't make juice.
Why shouldn't I? I need waking up.
The noise, it... Don't you want to stop that for a minute and go and sit down?
No.
On the sofa, you know, away from all the noise.
Nope. Oh! Your own fault.
I know. Where's the paracetamol?
Cupboard over the sink. Did you even think about me?
Where in the cupboard?
There.
Where?
There, look, behind the cocktail shaker. Look at you, shaking. You don't think at all, do you?
I was drunk.
You make it sound like a surprise, like someone forced you to drink 15 pints of beer.
No, please, don't turn that on.
You're an arsehole.
Don't, please. Oh, God.
She will prefer animals to humans, and this will bring her as much sorrow as it does joy. She will look at other people and wonder why they are laughing. She will hear fireworks in the distance, but she will rarely be in the right place to see them. She will let the phone ring. She will not answer the door. She will be inarticulate in shops. She will be afraid of the small things most people are unafraid of, but have no fear of the big things like illness and death. She will watch a lot of cartoons.
Here, let me...
No!
Take it.
This is how we live. So unless you can pay for everything I need from now on, I'd rather go without your tokenism.
I just...
And don't you dare judge me for trying to find a way to get the things we need here.
I was...
I know full well I'm being ripped off. We all do. Every mother on the estate trying to clothe her kids or replace a knackered washing machine knows we get it. The thing is, Philip, we have no choice. So if you want to call people names, pick on those bastards charging the interest. Not me. Eat your tea before it goes cold.